there. This is Jo McGarry. Welcome to our podcast. A little different from Radio Mojo, the radio show. The podcasts are meant to be a more private, more intimate, more in-depth look behind the scenes with our guests and continuing to bring you the best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii. If you want to know more about what we do and our work specifically with restaurants and food clients, then you can go to our website, mojomcgarry.com. And this podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or any of the other places where you like to get your podcasts. Enjoy, and thanks for being with us. This edition of our podcast is brought to you by Pieology Pizzeria, now with locations in Kailua, Aina Haina, Pearl Ridge, and University Avenue. Create your own custom pizza with a new selection of specialty crusts, including house-made thin, house-made whole wheat, house-made thick, gluten-free, and my favorite, cauliflower. All of those choices before you even choose the topping. When they say custom-made pizza, they really mean it. Check out Pieology at their existing Hawaii locations and keep listening to hear of the new locations coming soon. For more information on Pieology, opening hours, and locations, simply go to pieology.com. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us for our podcast this morning. I'm in beautiful, lush, verdant Manoa with Chad Sato in his offices. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Joe.
Now, Chad, you are a mind-body specialist.
Yes.
And before we even get into this interview, what is that? Tell people, what do you do?
Well, I refer to myself as a mind-body specialist because in the past 20 years of my practice, I'm a chiropractor by trade, but in the first 5 years of my practice, I started recognizing how a person's stress in their life, good stress, bad stress, would create physical problems or physical ailments, such as shoulder pain, low back pain, sciatica, which is a pain in the butt, as well as other like allergies, asthma, breathing problems. And all of it was designed to the person to say, I need to make a change.
So let's go back to when you first qualified as a chiropractor. 20 years ago, the very traditional picture of a chiropractor was somebody who was going to lie you down on a table or put you in a strange chair and pull your neck. I think that is what a lot of people still think about. Tell us what happened in those formative years for you where you were trained as a chiropractor but started to see that people needed more than that.
Very good question. So most chiropractors, traditional chiropractors, manipulate the spine or structurally adjust the spine to move the bones back into alignment. What I've discovered was that a lot of times I didn't need to apply much force on a person's spine for it to shift into place. And my goal was to teach people how to self-correct, meaning sometimes just a perception by changing can help them to relieve the stress or tension or pressure they put upon themselves.
Okay, let me stop you there. What do you mean by that? That someone's perception of their pain is enough to make them be able to change it? Are you saying that if people are aware of it, they can change it?
Yes, if they're aware of what is actually truly bothering them, that once they address the true stressor or their judgment about, let's say, a relationship that's not working for them, a boss that they feel is just intolerable, but once they recognize what it is that's causing all this dis-ease or not sense of ease, that they're able to free themselves by just being able to perceive that their life could be different if they choose it.
So when you were working as a traditional chiropractor in those early years, did you start to naturally do things slightly differently with people? And that's when you noticed they're almost healing themselves?
I started to ask questions. And so once I started to ask the right questions, then that gave people permission to share what's really going on in their lives. And once they recognize it, sometimes extreme back pain or extreme neck pain would reduce significantly just by them recognizing what is causing all that stress in their life. And that was the key. The trick is for a person to be able to reinforce that awareness in order for them to stay on track. The hardest part is that when a pain goes away, then people go back into their normal lives. The trick is is to recognize that even if you go back into your normal life, if you don't stay aware of what brought you to that pain in the first place, then eventually that pain will come back or another health condition will pop up to force you to make a change.
How difficult was that initially, and how difficult is it still today to get most mainstream people to understand that connection between mind and body?
Well, I think I would say maybe the last 10 years has been this major shift where people are not just taking the word of their doctor that they have this diagnosis for this problem or this condition. So they're Googling online, WebMD, to find out what's really wrong, what's really going on. I think people are curious. They're wanting to be more empowered. And so for me, I rather teach people the tools where they can become empowered versus them saying, I need to go to a doctor or I need to go to a chiropractor or an acupuncturist to get healed, but they can have the tools to heal themselves. And that's what I try to instill.
And I think you're right. I think it's so much more mainstream nowadays that people are beginning to accept that there is a very powerful mind-body connection, even if they're accepting it in small ways. I was thinking this morning about how meditation used to be thought of something as really strange that people sitting on beds of nails did in India. And when you think, I mean, maybe 20, 25 years ago, that was still an oddball thing. Today, in schools, people are teaching children how to meditate because of the power of being able to at least calm your mind for a few moments. Is it getting easier? Are you seeing people much more open to that?
I think people are more open to it. It's just sometimes it still feels a bit like out in left field. But it's kind of funny that a lot of doctors nowadays, when they can't find a diagnosis for a person, they will just tell a person, it's all in your head, which right. In essence, it actually is.
It is, yeah.
But what I found is whether it's a mental or emotional stress, a lot of times a physical injury is just a way for your body to let you know that you've gone beyond a certain point. And at that point, you can choose to reassess, reorganize in order to live the life that you really want to live.
So let's come to present day. We're in Manoa. We're in your very successful practice here where you see patients 3 days a week and sometimes on Saturdays. Can you describe to us what it's like for someone coming for a treatment? Say someone calls you and says, I have really severe back pain. What is a course of treatment going to look like for that person?
Well, usually what I do is I have a person come in and I usually want to do a complete history to see what's going on in their life. Because a lot of times, once the person becomes aware of what's going on in their life, then a lot of times they can actually start healing what's going on in their life, whether it's back pain, neck pain, digestive problems. But once the person recognizes the pressure they're under, they can start to heal. So a history, after I do an examination, a posture check, so a person can see what's going on. I also have done this thing for the past 20 years where I actually find how many years a person has been holding on to that stressor. And that becomes invaluable because people don't realize that sometimes a real bad traumatic event or even a good event actually was a good thing for them in their life. And once they recognize it, it becomes empowering versus it being disempowering. After that, they receive their first gentle adjustment, and that way they can experience what I do. And so I employ this technique called network spinal analysis, which is just gentle taps on a person's spine to help them to bring breath into their body, bring greater awareness, and for them to become at a nicer space of ease. And after that, they come back for a report of findings.
And in terms of how the treatments look, I'm going to describe what it was like, because when I first came, I brought my son with me several years ago, and I'll never forget him sitting, I think he was probably 10 or 11, and all the patient does is lie down, face down on a massage table, fully clothed and covered. And you literally, as you said, you just tap, tap, tap along the spine. And for me, I stretched, my body just stretched out. And my son, he said it was like ET. He said, my neck just got longer. And I just felt remarkably straighter from that moment. Do you find, Chad, that for a lot of people like me, to come for the first time, the experience is really revolutionary? I mean, they don't know what to expect. It seems like you do absolutely almost nothing,
yes,
but they stand up feeling straighter, taller, in less pain.
Yeah, and it's really amazing because I like to use this analogy that if someone's yelling at you, at a certain point, do you listen to them or not? Right? We tune them out. But if someone whispers, or you barely hear the person, and someone's like, huh, what did you say? So that's basically what those light taps are. Mm-hmm. It's almost like getting you, your body to become aware. Like, ooh, what was that? What was that tap? And that's when your body starts to breathe. It allows you to give yourself permission to let go.
You have, I think, some of the best understanding of the language that we use in relation to how our mind is feeling that I've ever seen. A lot of it is very fun, and most of it is extremely relevant and serious. Two of your books yes. are related to that, right? I have a pain in my neck, and there's a pain in my butt. We're going to do a series of interviews with you so that people can really get in depth as to what you do. But just briefly, before we end this conversation, give us an idea of some of the things that we say that are actually letting us know, listen, that means there's something wrong.
Well, the most popular one is this pain in my neck. And a lot of times what I found is our neck is all about things that we're worrying about in the future, things we cannot control, or things that happened in the past. And once a person recognizes that things that they cannot control, once they let go of that, the need to control, it brings freedom, it brings a release. Or the most favorite, I have this pain in my butt.
Mm-hmm. Or that person is a pain in my butt,
yes,
right?
Yes, that person is a pain in my butt. And I actually had several members that come to me with say, oh, that person is a pain in my neck. And it's just amazing how what we say is literally what's going on with our body.
Because quite often people will describe to you, oh, this person, like my daughter is a pain in my neck. And they're coming to you because they have a pain in their neck.
Exactly.
And they don't make that connection until they're right here.
Yes. Or bending over backwards. Right.
Interesting.
Right. When you think about it, when someone bends over backwards, then they're not holding their position. They're not standing firm. And a lot of times the spine is all about that. You know, if we are aligned with who we are, it's hard to budge us. If not, guess what? We have spine problems. We have back problems.
It's so fascinating. We'll talk more about the language and our mind-body connection
yes.
in our next series of interviews. But before we go, can you please tell people listening how they can contact you and what kind of people should come and see you?
Okay. Well, I think any person that is interested in becoming more empowered and that you want to find answers to what's going on with your body, physically, mentally, even emotionally. It could be sometimes people who have anxiety come to see me, people with low back pain, neck pain. All those different issues are prime candidates for people that want to take ownership. And that's the people that come to see me. Best way to take a look at what I do, check my website. Either you can Google my name, chadsato.com, or I can go to my longer www.infinitebodyawareness.com. A mouthful, but yes. Or you can call my office at 808-988-5532. I do free talks twice a month. I talk about any different topics from breath to increasing intuition to what does your mind-body signals are trying to tell you. I also teach at Happiness U. And you can also check that out at yourhappinessu.com. So there's many ways to reach out and kind of contact me.
And I hope those of you listening reach out to Chad in one way or another. I can promise you it might be one of those life-changing meetings. And at the very least, it's going to be a tremendously good-feeling series of treatments. Chad, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, and I'm really looking forward to our next conversation.
Same here. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for being with us. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information, remember, go check out our website, mojomcgarry.com. We'll see you next time.